Christians in Sri Lanka brace for trouble from militant Buddhists. Australian pastors win a retrial in their vilification case. And a mission agency issues a call for help in making music in the field. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In Sri Lanka, religion mixed with politics and nationalism results in a brew of hatred and fear. Sadly, Christians have experienced heavy persecution, especially during the Advent season. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
Christians in Sri Lanka are facing being targeted. We have seen several attacks just in the last 60 days against churches, against Christian meetings. The interesting thing about this is that in several cases, these attacks have been led by Buddhist monks.
The feeling of oppression by believers comes from many fronts, political, social, and spiritual. Nettleton agrees. He believes the monks feel threatened by how many people respond to the gospel.
Buddhism is protected in Sri Lanka as the national religion. There have been periodic calls for an anti-conversion law, but only 72% of the people are Buddhists. And so there are 28% of the people not Buddhist who obviously need to have the protection of the law as well.
Next, two evangelical pastors in Australia, Danny Nalia and Daniel Scott of Catch the Fire Ministries, won their appeal and hailed the decision as a victory for free speech. Although convicted of having vilified Muslims under Victoria's religious hatred law, the Court of Appeals ordered the case to be reheard before a different judge. The court also suspended orders for public apologies and for the pastors not to repeat their remarks. Continue to pray for the team as they continue their evangelistic work. You're listening to Mission Network News. According to the Joshua Project, there are more than 6,600 unreached people groups around the world. Tent-making missionaries are an effective way to reach these people, many who are in closed countries. How important is tent-making? Mission to Unreached Peoples, Danny Martin.
It's critical because we cannot take the gospel to the unreached peoples without tent-making. If we want to go to China or India, which are the two least reached countries, you can't get a visa anymore as a missionary. You've got to have something that they want and need.
Teaching English, business, or medicine gains access to these nations. North Americans and Europeans aren't the largest group of tent makers, though.
It is primarily the Asian tent makers that are reaching the world. There are over a million evangelical Filipinos and a million evangelical Koreans living and working outside of their own countries, spreading the gospel through their business opportunities.
North Americans are desperately needed, though. Go to our website for details. Meanwhile, the Roma people of Serbia are ostracized. They're forgotten people. Transworld Radio hasn't forgotten them, though. They're producing Christian radio programs to reach them. It started on local FM stations, but now a powerful AM station beams the programming throughout the Balkans, says TWR's Branko Bialaja. Since electricity isn't dependable in the slums, TWR did something about that.
We had a distribution of solar radio to the Romani-Roma population in the south of Serbia. And there were about 500 of the solar radios, and they are tuned on a single frequency. It's 1548 AM, on which we air our program.
Funding was provided by Christian radio listeners in the U.S. Bialaja says the outreach is working.
The largest church in Serbia is Romani Church. As an organization, we have founded and built several churches because we have seen the fruit of the radio programs.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. And many homes are cluttered with musical instruments that nobody plays anymore. Grace Ministries International is looking for those unused clarinets, flutes, or other types of instruments to send to their missionaries. Several of their fields and team members have requested musical instruments for use in worship or by national church praise groups. You can go to our website if you have an instrument that you'd like to donate to the mission field. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N's making available the CD, Christmas, Let the Earth Rejoice, featuring Larnell Harris and others that will keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Keep it or give it to a friend. Get your CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.